Hey y'all, it's your favorite nigga reader back in the story time. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and subscribe to the button, turn on the post notifications so you're unified. It's your time to speak to be a post child. There's a mouthful, kind of guys, and it was a whole nother story. Speaking of stories, let's get into this one. Grab your tea, grab your snacks, because it's piping hot. Okay, so we're going to take it back to my apartment that I moved into when my mama was going to move out, type of thing, right? Or whatever. So I had applied online or whatever, right? And when I applied, they, you know, they didn't see me in person, so they didn't know what was going on as far as my disability, etc. And I was approved, like, conditional, whatever. They needed information from my mom and, like, her, you know, pay stubs, like, all that other kind of stuff, right? So, you know, I'm moving, everything is cool, and you know, when I first moved in, like, you know, I wasn't really out and about. Like, the amenities in that place were amazing, but I wasn't really out and about because I really just focused on healing. You know, it was, like, my first time being by myself, so I could really just try to process everything that had happened in my life, right? In regards to the restaurant, the hospital. And, you know, I asked if I could have some 80... I forget what they're called, but the handicap appliance blinds, because the blinds that they had, I wasn't able to reach them in my chair. And it was, like, too hard, you know, to try to, like, reach up. It was a lot. So I asked, and there was a first lady, I want to say her name was Jessica. And she was like, oh, I don't know if that's something we can do, da 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 da. And, like, you know, by law, if someone has, sorry, I do this out of, like, a nervous tick, I noticed. But if someone has a disability and they ask for something to help pretty much make life easier with their disability, by law, you have to adhere to it. You can't deny them. So she said that. I was like, okay, that doesn't necessarily sound right, but, like, whatever, right? And then, you know, they reached out to me and told me that they were going to do or whatever. So the issue became about when I had two employees that waited until I left my house to come in or whatever, right? So they waited till I left, and then they wanted to come in, and I wasn't there, and then we rescheduled a different date. So that was, like, perfectly fine. The entrance, I like them installing the blinds, cool, right? The issue became about is I had just put up some curtains, and the curtains, you know, were for, like, me to be able to do content and etc. Because I was just like, you know, I'm sitting here bored, like, let me try to do something to, you know, just, like, try to feel better, type of thing, right? And my curtains started hanging, and when I first said something, they kind of didn't want to do anything to fix it, and I was just like, okay. So, you know, make sure they do fix it. And I remember Andreas was like, that was one of the maintenance people, he was like, okay, this isn't going nowhere. And in fact, when I move out, that one particular side they fixed was, it went nowhere. Like, it wasn't able to come out the wall, no matter how big of a hole was dug into the wall, it wasn't able to come out. So, like, I don't even have that side of my curtain, and it's just like, okay, like the rod, right? Now the issue, all that, it doesn't even matter. There's just, like, small things like that, right? The issue is, I had paid, I was, like, paying, sorry, my kneecap is ashing. I had paid, you know, I was paying little by little throughout the month to try to help with my rent or whatever, right? And there was an online portal that you would go in to do. So I went in to do that, and, you know, the main lady who was, like, in charge or whatever at the time, she had an issue with the attitude I, quote unquote, had with the maintenance people, and not realizing that, like, when they were behind the cameras, they were, you know, like, harassing me and bothering me, and because of what I just went through the hospital, I felt extremely uncomfortable being harassed in general, but especially being harassed by men, right? So, you know, I explained that to her, but she had an issue with how I was talking to her. So because of that, it became, like, a thing of, like, a me against the freaking apartment people, right? And when it all started from a misunderstanding because the men were bothering me. So I got it, you know, to pay or whatever. And I remember I had made a payment, and I want to say in March, in February, I made a payment in February. You know, I had made a partial payment, and I went to go pay the rest of it in March. So I want to say that we had it either to the third day or the fifth day to make the payment before late fees started happening. Well, I went in to pay, I want to say on April 2nd, and I was locked out of the portal to pay online. And I had no way, because at this point, the issue of my power was already a thing, right? So I had no way of like getting anything to like pay them in person. So I was like confused. I'm like, up until this point, I've been able to pay online on the portal. Like, what's going on? Well, you know, they didn't allow me to pay on the portal. They locked me out or wouldn't fix it or whatever, right? And then because I had made a partial payment, now I made a partial payment for March. Okay, so already the payment that I had made in February, I had paid ahead. I paid in March. So I went in to make the rest of the payments, that way March would be good. And I wasn't able to because I was locked out. Well, because of that, they waited until March was done, even though I tried to pay them, until April, and then served me with not paying my rent. And I'm like, well, I tried to pay online in March and y'all wouldn't let me. Yep, y'all locked me out of the portal, even though there was a partial payment already on my account for March. And then it just became like this, the staff was bothering me. What it really was is they knew I was a social media influencer and they wanted me out and about around the amenities, because they wanted to use my likeness to help them sell apartments, which they did. They did, in fact, do that. There were quite a few people who signed up for the apartment complex because of me. Whether it was a conversation or seeing me use the amenities, whatever. I literally had people tell me that they signed their lease because of me, you know? And I was like, okay, well, that's cool, that's fine. But I'm also like, if that's the case, then we definitely should work something out. Like, I shouldn't be going through all the stuff that I'm going through with y'all if I'm helping y'all sell apartments and y'all are treating me the way y'all are treating me, but whatever. So it just became this thing, and it's just like, you know, another thing is like, why are you just so like to yourself? Well, it's like, again, like, I'm not saying that those people had anything to do with the hospital or the restaurant. But I will say, like, some of the harassment that I faced from just, like, random people on their property, I do feel like the harassment allegedly was coming from them, and here's why. Like, I was wearing my hospital socks, and then, you know, they're non-slip grip as, like, a way, again, of, like, trying to take my power back. I'm not feeling so embarrassed or down about what I went through or whatever, right? You know, there was a person who didn't even live on the property who was like, oh my gosh, she's crazy. You know, she got on the crazy people's socks and da 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 da. And it's just like, I was triggering. Why? Because the hospital literally tried to insinuate that I was crazy. So it's just like stuff like that. Like, who would just randomly say that? And my thing is, how do you even know what crazy hospital socks look like? And these are just regular socks from the hospital, just a regular hospital. But it was just like small stuff like that that was like happening before the lawsuit was like even officially filed. They knew that I was going to, they knew that I was already looking around to like contact lawyers and stuff, but before the paperwork was officially filed, before they were officially served, it was already shit like that going on. And you know, it was annoying for me because I didn't want to be around anybody. I wanted to be to myself and, you know, try to process my feelings, etc. But you know, on both ends, the electricity and the apartment complex, it's like, I'm not saying they teamed up, but it's the same town. Both ends, I had paid early And somehow both things were taken off. Like, I had paid early on the electricity, there'll be a whole other story time on that, and it was still turned off. And it's just like, how? You know what I mean? And that was like really hard and complicated because I'm inside an apartment. I had to go back into my apartment by a certain time because it was too dark. And with me having a disability, I couldn't see. And I'm like, that's an issue. That service to fall on property, that's an issue. But it's just like, why didn't y'all do anything to help with me getting my power back on? And they didn't, you know what I mean? So during the day,